dignity and dignified behavior becomes a role model of Kiddush Hashem. More so, the intermingling with the world gives the representatives of Torim Derech Eretz an added sensitivity of why what might be considered a Chil Hashem in the eyes of the non-Jewish world or the non-Torah Jewish world. We know quite a number of Torim Derech Eretz B'nei Torah who are admired by those they come in contact with in the sense of Nesiyah Lakim Ator B'Sochein. Let me conclude. When we bench our children, we invoke the Brocha of Yaakov Avinu, Simcho Elakim, Ephraim, Menashe. Hashem make you like Ephraim and Menashe, who had to live in a non-Torah environment in Egypt and had retained that Torah integrity to the fullest. And to our daughters we say, Simeich Elakim, Zora, Rivka, Rochel Beleya. Because likewise, all our foremothers were brought up in an environment which is totally antagonistic to the ideals which they represented. Nevertheless, they had kept their pristine status of sanctity. Without such a brocha, we wouldn't dare to send our children today on the road of Torim Derech Eretz. But with this brocha, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers our blessings for our children in the affirmative, they will not fail, they must not fail, and they cannot fail. So we are looking forward to march along, arm in arm with our highly respected Torah-only partners, say to each other, Anoshim Achim Anachnu, Minoi Minoch Tistayim Shmatasa. We both collaborate together to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each in his own fashion, each L'Shem Shemayim, so that soon and speedily in our times, our yearnings come true, that all over the world, we shall become the Am Segulum Mikol Amim, V'Yisgadal V'Yisgadah Shmei Rabo. Thank you.